Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices, all in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice Bone-In Tender Ribeye Steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5, then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details. Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices, all in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice Bone-In Tender Ribeye Steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5, then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
DSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Good morning. Happy Friday to you. Welcome into the summer. Also, I might say this a couple more times this morning. Happy birthday to my son, Adam, who turns 20 today. And also good morning to all of you who probably thought, oh, I'll be home from the Lana Del Rey concert in time to get some sleep before I have to go to work the next morning, or before I have to get up and head to Boston again for the Celtics championship parade. And surprise, no, you didn't. Because if you missed the story this morning, it's all over social media anyway, that last night, the Lana Del Rey concert at Fenway, her first ever stadium show, and one of the only shows she has planned coming up in the U.S., so people were flying in from all over the country to go to the show. This was a big, big deal for her fans, and she has a very large fan base. They were supposed to start the show at 8:30. They didn't start it, at 9:30, they still hadn't started it, and Lana Del Rey took to social media and polled the fans, would you rather see me do a one-hour show because Boston has a curfew, or would you rather I postponed the show to Saturday? And she ended up performing a one-hour show. They evacuated fans from the field because of lightning. Some people left Fenway Park, assuming that the show was then canceled, after paying who knows how much money to get into that show. Hopefully our WBSM ticket winners stuck around and got to see at least the abbreviated performance. But first of all, maybe it's time for Boston to eliminate the curfew. Secondly, a performer can go past the curfew. They just end up paying a fine for it. At least that's what I thought happened. I saw Guns N' Roses in like 2001 when Axl first went back on the road with what was the new version of the band. And they didn't come on until 10:30, and they played until after 1. And it was a snowstorm. We had to drive all the way back from Boston to Wareham in a snowstorm, and I went to work at 5 a.m. the next day. But the curfew is one thing, but you also got to take into account, you know, your fans, a lot of them probably have to use public transportation to get home. And will they have trains running? And will they be able to get home? And will they be able to get Ubers and all this kind of stuff? So there's a lot that went into that decision, but they had a one-hour show. And they were just in a bad position. No matter what decision they made, people weren't going to be happy. So if you were there, I'd like to hear about your experience, 508-996-0500, or send me an app chat message on the WBSM app. Some of you may already be heading up to Boston now so that you can get a good spot along the route for the rolling rally for the Celtics celebrating Banner 18. The parade starts at 11, or the rolling rally starts at 11 from TD Garden. There's a lot of street closures that are happening for this. They are recommending that if you are going to be traveling into Boston for this, that you take the T. There are extra cars on the commuter rail line. So if you, I mean, it'd be nice if we could get it right from New Bedford, right? And I bet you if there was South Coast Rail already operating as it was supposed to be, you would have a lot of people who would be taking the train from New Bedford to Boston today for this situation, for this event, for this celebration. But instead, you'll have to probably drive out to Middleborough, Lakeville. But take the public transportation in. There won't be anywhere for you to park. There'll be all kinds of street closures because it's still a regular work day in Boston. Now, I know some folks who work along the parade route who said that their boss had said, you know, we're just shutting down for the day. But still, as a work day, garages will be full. Street parking will be full. So you're better off just taking the T. I just did it for Boston Calling last month. What I like to do is I like to go to usually Quincy Adams. Just because it's one stop closer when you're getting home. But you can go to Quincy Adams. You can go Braintree. And then the ride is a lot less. I have never taken... Oh, wait, I did take one time the train from Middleborough. When I was... I covered a Red Sox game with former Standard Times Red Sox writer Steve Britt. And since we both lived in Wareham, he said, you know, come to my house, we'll go to the T station together and we'll ride the T in. Because he liked to write on the way home. So he, instead of sticking around the park, having to write and then... having to make your way home from Boston after you're done, he would just get on the T and crack open his laptop and start writing his column, and then he'd be done by the time he got home. But I don't really recall the ride all that much. But when you're with a bunch of other Celtics fans celebrating the Celtics, anticipation for the rolling rally on the way up, still feeling that euphoria on the way home, it's a good time. And besides, you'd much rather not have to drive, right? Also be aware that they will have extra security patrols out there. So you don't want to be drinking on the street. You don't want to be causing any trouble. You don't want to end up getting yourself removed from the celebration. And if you do go and you want to send us some photos or some video, you can do so on the WBSM app. We have the send audio video button that allows you to also send photos. You can send photos over app chat. If you can't figure out any of that, you can always email me, Tim at WBSM.com. And if we use it for a gallery on the website, we will give you credit for taking the photo. It should be a good time. The weather hopefully will hold off. It'll still be warm and muggy in the morning. It's going to cool off later as the rain comes in. But the important part is for the rain to hold off, especially since, you know, the Lana Del Rey concert last night already got affected. And someone asked me if I wanted to go to that show with them. They had an extra ticket. And I said, I don't really know that much about her music. Oh, well, come anyway. You'll have a great time. She's fantastic. You'll be a fan after seeing her perform. Well, I've heard her on some stuff. I like, yeah, maybe I'll go. And then I just kept thinking to myself, what time am I going to get home from a Fenway concert to come into work the next day? And with an 8:30 start, I thought I'd be lucky to be in bed by 2 and to get a couple hours napping before I get up at 4. But that would have been completely blown out if I had to wait until 10:30 for the show to start. So hopefully the people who did go had a great time. Again, you're stuck in a situation there where you can't win. There's going to be people who want the show right then and there because they flew in from somewhere else or because they're not available on Saturday and they say an hour is better than nothing. And then you have other people who would say, no, I want the full show. I paid a lot of money for this ticket. I don't want an abbreviated version of the show. But I wouldn't be surprised if Lana Del Rey and her fans, and Fenway rather, don't come up with something for the fans. I don't know. I don't know what they would do, but I would just say, hold on to your ticket. And I'm not saying that as somebody who has any information about anything, but I would say, hold on to your ticket or save the email that confirmed the purchase of your ticket, because who knows? Maybe there's something that might happen in the future. Again, I don't know anything. I'm just speculating. I mean, there is all that language on the back of the ticket that warns you that this stuff goes on and that these things happen rain or shine. There's also another update, and I promise this should be the last update to Sweatpants Coyote. But there was a third part to the Westport Sweatpants Coyote saga that you can read about at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. I was able to confirm that, man, this rabbit every day runs across the parking lot at the same exact time. 6:17, mark it. We're going to check tomorrow, Monday morning at 6:17 and see if that rabbit runs across at the same time. But anyway, the person who unfortunately struck the coyote reached out to me and gave me some information. Now, of course, you know, the general rule of thumb when reporting is trust but verify. So you can believe what this person is telling you, but you also have to verify what they're saying is accurate and true and that they are the right person. So, because I don't know why somebody would want to insert themselves into the story and make something up, but it happens. It happens way more than you would know that people claim to have information about things that turns out to be wrong. I don't know if it's just that they misheard something, misunderstood something, want to insert themselves into a story for whatever reason, but it happens quite a bit. And so you have to kind of verify some things. And I was able to do that. And this person told me, you know, I didn't mean to hit it and I actually swerved to avoid it, but I ended up like hitting it with the back of my car. And then my coworker and I were in the car driving down the road and we decided like, let's go back and make sure it's okay. So they turned around and by that point, the other young lady who had put the sweatpants under its head was there. And so they were all kind of waiting and each of them had called the police to have the police come down and try and help the animal because it was still alive at that point. And when the police finally did arrive, unfortunately, the coyote couldn't walk, couldn't stand up. And so the police had to put it down. And when the person who hit it was telling me, you know, recounting this to me, he said, well, maybe the reason the sweatpants were tied around its neck was because they covered up where they had shot it. And then the person who took the photos in the morning said, yeah, you know, I did see blood. And then I was able to get in touch with Westport police and they said that, yes, they did have to put the animal down, but that the sweatpants, they believe, were tied around its neck because it was in the roadway and, you know, on the side of the road and a motorist kind of ran it over and got the sweatpants tied up around its neck. So we figured it all out. There isn't somebody out there, you know, abusing a coyote pup, which is what some people were afraid of. Nobody tied sweatpants around it, like, as a joke, causing it to get hit by a car. You know, there was a lot of speculation, a lot of rumors out there about what might have happened, but we got to the bottom of it. You can read the complete story, all three parts, at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. I never thought that an animal on the side of the road would beget three stories in a week, but it did. But we're committed to getting to the bottom of things when we can, so we had to do that for you. Also, another story that I have at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app is the story of a famous game show host who once got into a car crash in Marion. And what's funny about this is I was tagged in a post in a Facebook group for the Gilbert Gottfried podcast. Those of you who know me know that I'm a big fan of that podcast. Taylor and I used to listen to it in the newsroom to kind of add some levity to the seriousness of what we were doing. You know, at the end of the day, or when you start the day, you need a little bit of humor to kind of keep your spirits up when dealing with some of the stuff that comes into the newsroom. So we would always listen to the Gilbert Gottfried podcast. And I would be listening to it on my way home from work at night each week when the new episode dropped. Taylor and I had the chance to interview Gilbert when he came to Whites of Westport. He was very gracious. We were supposed to get 5 minutes with him. He gave us like a half an hour. And then spent a little time with us afterwards before he had to go on stage. But the story in the group, I don't even remember what the original post was, but it was about Gene Rayburn, the longtime host of Match Game. And then I was tagged in it because the person who was commenting is also a Wareham person and said, you know, there was this time that he was in a car crash in the next town over, and he was leaving a bar, according to my mom, and maybe Tim Weisberg knows a little bit more about it. And I had never heard about it, so I did a little digging and found out more information about why Gene Rayburn was in Marion. And also some tragic stuff that happened to him over the years. So you can read about that at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. And by the way, if you have our app and you get our app alerts, you may have noticed that when we send out these alerts, you hear a little something different. We have now put a signature sound in there that will sound familiar to those of you who listen to WBSM to alert you when you get an alert and it's one of our stories. Of course, you can always just turn your alert noises off if your alert sounds off if it bothers you. But you know, we want you to know when it's us. 508-996-0500. We will also take app chat and open line voicemail messages on the WBSM app. But right now, I'm going to take my first break of the morning, and we'll be back in a few moments. Chat. It's going to take time. And welcome back in. 508-996-0500. Got some app chat messages here on the WBSM app. Not Bad in Oak Bluff says, good morning, Tim. A happy birthday to your son, Adam. Does that mean I've been listening to you in some capacity on WBSM for 20 years? I swear I believe you announced the birth of your son on your Saturday show. No, actually. So my son was born while I was on The Locker Room. So we used to do the sports show. It started off on Monday nights. It moved around a little bit. But when he was born in 2004. I was on The Locker Room then. And I didn't get the Saturday morning show until, well, so it was kind of weird. I started Spooky South Coast in 2006 and have been doing that since then, although, you know, we're on hiatus currently. And then when the Saturday morning slot opened up in 2012, Pete Braley asked me if I wanted to take over that shift. And I said, yes, of course. And it turned into a long process of actually because I wasn't an employee here. Doing Spooky South Coast, I was kind of an independent contractor type deal. I was the one that was coming in and putting on the show. And so it was a little bit of a process. So I started and stopped, and then there was a bunch of 6 months where I couldn't come in and do it. And then finally I got the okay to come in and do it. You know, because I wasn't somebody that was trained in radio and all of that. And it was a different company back then. So there was a whole process. And then I would say if I said anything about the birth of my son, it would have had to have been on the locker room. So maybe if you were listening to that program, you would have heard about it. And you might have heard him on Spooky South Coast one time. There was that time that he came on and said a word that he shouldn't have said on the air. I think he was about six or seven years old. And at that point, he was obsessed with talking about his junk, you know, his man parts. And he used the clinical term, but we told him, you know, not to say it on the air. And he said it on the air because when we said, all right, well, we're going to a commercial, we'll be right back, we'll talk about some more things. And he said, but we're not going to talk about. And he had just like worked his way up to the microphone and said it without anybody knowing it was coming. So anyway, right now, though, it is time to go to somebody who always says the right thing behind the microphone. Phil Devitt in the WBSM newsroom.
Biden and Trump preparing for their first debate. Charges are being dropped against Columbia protesters. And are you ready for your close-up? It's National Selfie Day.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
President Biden and Donald Trump are preparing for their first presidential debate set for next week. Biden hunkering down with his advisors in Camp David as he focuses on ways to hold Trump accountable for his record on the debate stage in Atlanta. Trump, meanwhile, is said to be holding policy discussions with his allies and vice presidential hopefuls. The debate, hosted by CNN, will take place on June 27th. With no studio audience. The Supreme Court is upholding a Trump-era tax on foreign investments. The 2017 law was backed by Republicans and actually had support from the Biden administration. It was meant to stop Americans shielding their foreign earnings from U.S. taxes and to help finance Trump's sweeping tax cuts. The U.S. and China are holding talks again about nuclear arms. More from Tammy Trujillo.
Reuters says delegations from Washington and Beijing met for the first time in 5 years last March at a hotel conference room in Shanghai to hold informal nuclear arms talks, particularly regarding Taiwan. China considers Taiwan a part of its territory, a claim the Democratic Island rejects. The Chinese delegation reportedly reassured U.S. officials that they would not resort to atomic threats and were absolutely convinced they could prevail in a conventional fight over Taiwan without using nuclear weapons. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
South Korea says its soldiers fired warning shots Thursday morning as North Korean soldiers crossed into the demilitarized zone between the two countries. The North Koreans reportedly crossed the border and retreated after the warning. Almost all of the protesters at Columbia University last month are having charges against them dropped. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office says 31 of the 46 people charged with trespassing were dismissed, mostly due to a lack of evidence. Prosecutors said the remaining 14 cases would be dropped if the people involved don't get arrested within the next 6 months. Ted Cruz wants to help the bottom line of waiters and bartenders. The Texas Republican senator filed a bill that would exempt tips from the federal income tax. Cruz called the legislation a pro-worker plan that will help families deal with inflation. Cash tips include those received in actual cash, as well as via credit card, debit card, and checks. A similar bill was filed by Republicans in the House earlier this week and has the support of former President Trump. Actor Donald Sutherland is dead at the age of 88. Sutherland is known for his roles in the Hunger Games franchise, The Dirty Dozen, MASH, and Animal House. His agency and family confirmed he died at his home in Miami. His son, Kiefer Sutherland, said he believes his dad is one of the most important actors in the history of film. And hope you're photo ready. Today is National Selfie Day. There's a day for everything. Bree Tennis with details.
Paris Hilton and Britney Spears say they came up with the name and the action in 2006, but historians say no, they didn't. The selfie originated in Japan in the 90s, but the word is pure Aussie, created by Australians in September of 2001. Gen Z takes the most selfies, more women than men. The bathroom mirror shot the most popular, and falling the most common selfie injury. And you can be addicted to taking them. That's called selfie-itis. I'm Bree Tennis.
WBSM Sports.
The Red Sox are in Cincinnati to play the Reds in three games, starting tonight, first pitch at 7:10, and the Celtics victory parade today in Boston, kicking off at 11 from TD Garden. Hundreds of thousands expected in the city. The MBTA says take mass transit if you're planning on going.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
Another hot day on the South Coast, getting up to a high of 82 degrees in most places. We'll see some clouds and rain likely later, a low of 67 degrees tonight. Saturday, cloudy again, another high of 80. And Sunday, same temperatures, but we'll see a bit more sun. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. I move into the country, I'm gonna eat me a lot of peaches. I move into the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. I move into the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches.
And welcome back in 508-996-0500 app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. And Not Bad said that it was the locker room that he must have been listening to. And also mentioned that he remembers that incident of Adam on Spooky South Coast. So the one and only time he's been on it. I tried to get him to do a podcast with me, but he won't do it. I tried to get him to do one where we would like review food. Because we would go out, we were doing the hot wing challenge where we tried all the hottest wings in the area. And so I wanted him to talk about it in addition to, you know, just getting his thoughts to put into print. And he was like, I don't know. He's a very reserved and introverted person. So I've tried to get him to do some things that would be in the public eye, and it's just not for him. He's kind of the opposite of me in that way. Also, Silence Do Good says, "Hi Tim, I often listen to the station on the app. Yesterday, the second part of the news intro spontaneously played a few times during the day. It was very weird. A reboot of my phone solved the issue. Also, there's often a loud hiss when the bumper music is played on the air. It sounds like a car that hasn't been bulk erased properly. Perhaps the sound card on the computer is on the way out." Nope, I will explain both those things. So one, when you hear that news tone, that's actually our new app alert sound. So that's how you know that it's us. When you hear that, that's our little custom alert. And if it bothers you, if you don't like it, you can just go into the app and under alerts, you can turn off the notification to have, you know, so you'll have no sounds when you get a notification from us. You can also go into your phone and custom set whatever alert you want it to be for that app and override ours. But, you know, we just figured it's a nice little thing to let you know that it's us. We realize it's a cool feature that's there and we should utilize it. And then the other part of your question about the loud hiss. So I'll give you a little bit of inside baseball here. When we play the music and the stream and podcast are getting recorded, we were getting flagged in the podcast for having that music playing. Because even though you can play it on the radio, you can't put it in a podcast. There's no license to put music in a podcast. Because they want you to buy the songs from streaming services, not, or pay for streaming services to hear the songs, not hear them in a free podcast. So we had to put a little file in that plays. So basically what's happening is while it's recording, it's waiting for that 30 seconds to end so we can play the music before the podcast recording picks back up. But we had to have something in there for it to do that. Otherwise, it would have cut out 30 seconds from the show, from the podcast, every time we came back from a break. So we put that in there to kind of deflect away and to make it so that we could have the podcast start when we started talking and when the music was over, if that makes sense. So you might hear just a little bit of that hiss. Should be potted down, but I'm sure some hosts don't do it and forget, but that's the reason why you might hear it. So otherwise, the other option was we couldn't play music anymore, and then it would just be coming back dry or with very generic stuff that would get stale. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing good. The heat is starting to get me, but yesterday I left early, like at 5:15, 5:20, and I got that over with. Today's a different story. Every now and then I have to do my walking later, like early evening or something, because if I have an appointment, which I do today, and then when I get back, probably be after 10, I have plans of making a turkey meatloaf in my air fryer and cooling it off, putting it in the fridge so the rest of the day, if I want to eat anything, I don't have to cook nothing, just slice it up. I might want to do laundry. Now I'll walk around 5 or 6 in the evening, maybe. But we lost one of my brother-in-laws yesterday.
Oh, I'm sorry.
His story, yeah, thank you. His story always amazed me, but it just goes to show you what the human body can do, even if it gets a little chance, you know? So I think he was about 81 years old. He was married to my sister. She was about 9 or 10 years younger than him. She died many years ago. So he went on, but he was a heavy drinker and also a diabetic, into the chocolate cakes and stuff like that. But I guess the drinking took its toll. Now, he didn't get cirrhosis or anything, but what he had was liver cancer. Mm. And at the point that he got so bad that they told him, look, you've got very little liver left. And what they wanted to do, and I was amazed by this. I didn't think really that could happen, but it did. They told him that, and they checked him out real good, and they said, look, no more drinking, no more smoking, no nothing. He stopped everything. Of course, at that point, it was so late. You'd want to stop if you want to live a little longer. So he did all that, and they operated on him, and they took out almost the whole liver, and they left him with a tiny little piece. And they said it would be enough for him to survive. It could still function for him because it hadn't been totally diseased in that little corner. So we were shocked by that, but he did it. And he lived another 4 years with it. So I'm shocked. So this shows you, if you can take care of yourself even sooner before there's damages or too much damage, your body fights and tries to survive.
Mm-hmm.
It's there. The strength is there. So we were amazed by that. But yesterday, his brother, they checked on him a lot, but his brother didn't hear from him and went over to his apartment, and he was deceased in the apartment, and we knew that was going to come soon. How long can a little piece work? But it gave him 4 more years, Mr. Weisberg. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I mean, it could have been, you know, if he had realized it sooner and it stopped sooner, he could have extended that even more. So, I mean, body can repair itself.
Yeah, but you see how bad addiction is, whether it's drinking, smoking, drugs, sugars. Mm-hmm. For anybody who's listening that's out here that might be keto or carnivore, if you're going over to Starbucks and you're getting their little egg bites, which you make yourself like I do, they have potato starch in there. So I'm just giving you a heads up on that. So you better forget it. Make it yourself. Another thing before I hang up, that woman that got hit in the head out here.
Mm-hmm.
I have tried everything possible to find out about her, and I got so tired of not getting anywhere that when I went down yesterday to check my mailbox, I saw one of the female workers walking around, and I asked her right out. I didn't want to because they're evil and they're mean, and I asked how she was doing, and they said, we don't know. We don't know nothing about it. They're not going to tell me. In other words, mind your business, Mary.
Yeah, I don't know if they could tell you if they did know.
Well, they could say if she's a living, if she's alive. You know, the Standard Times used to have a police log posted in their papers every day about every time the cops went anywhere and all. That probably would have been posted if they still did that in the paper. But I know they wouldn't have told you much about it. But and you guys do all kinds of stories like the coyote. So you've got some kind of a pull with cops, don't you? Maybe you could find something out.
Not as much as you think we would.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The New Bedford police don't give a lot of information.
Well, like I said, she's a neighbor here. I only know her first name. I never knew her last name. Every time I saw her, we only spoke a few minutes about what was going around here in the building. And so I have not seen her at all. Nothing. I don't know what floor she's on. I don't know the apartment. And I've asked a few of the other residents around here. Some of them don't know who I'm talking about. One of them has an idea, but he said he hasn't seen her. So I don't know what I'm never going to find out, I guess, unless see her again.
Yeah, you'll see her again. Well, I hope that everything goes okay with your family, and we'll keep you in our thoughts.
And thanks for the call.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
And let's go to the next call, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
What's going on, Tim?
How you doing?
Not bad. Happy Friday.
To you as well?
Yeah, it doesn't feel like one because I like these holidays that split up the week. Kind of disrupts my time frame. It feels like it would be the beginning of the week, you know. It feels like it would probably be like a Tuesday because we got, you know, midweek off.
I just saw someone else post they thought it was Saturday all this morning so far. So I guess it affects people different ways.
that would be terrible if you wake up and you're like, I got to go to work on a Saturday. That'd be horrible.
I guess the next holiday, though, you might get an extended weekend because Independence Day is on a Thursday. So I wonder how many people are going to get the Thursday and the Friday off and have a 4-day weekend out of it.
And if you don't, it's a sick day. It's a nice, long sick day. You can all of a sudden get, you know, the workitis or whatever you want to call it. I could say worse things, but it's the radio. But one of the reasons that I called for was I was doing a little bit of like reading on inflation and all this stuff. It might be a little heavy for 6:44 in the morning, but a lot of people, they tend to blame Biden, right? And I am in no way, shape, or form a Biden fan. But when it comes to like the economy and finance, I don't politicize it too much. So when it comes to inflation, we have to understand that a lot of it has to do with the money supply, how much cash is in the economy. And due to COVID in 2020, we actually quadrupled the amount of money in the economic system within 11 months. We quadrupled it from the year prior. So every year we usually add about $1 trillion, $600 billion to the economy. And in 2020, we quadrupled it to $4 trillion. And economists on the right, conservative economists like Milton Friedman and people like that, have consistently said for decades that if you infuse too much cash into the economy, you will cause a massive spike in inflation. And this is literally what we're living with. We're living with it because of COVID policies, because of COVID. We saw a massive spike in 2021, 2022. And that had to do with COVID policies back in 2020. And it continued into Biden's term by 4 months. So when I hear people blame this on Biden, this is Bidenflation, it's completely ignorant of actual fiscal or economic policy and thought. It baffles me that people that should know better, a lot of people who are like your political opinionators that come on the radio or on TV, they know better, but they want to keep people ignorant for political purposes. And I needed to like come on the radio, and you're pretty much the only one that'll allow me to go on a rant.
it's very much like the old Dennis Miller show. I don't mean to get on a rant here, but and then he would go on a rant.
Yeah.
And then published a book called The Rants, where he took them all and put them in book form.
Yeah, and then he made millions of dollars. Maybe that's what I'll do.
It's not a terrible idea. Although I would say if you're going to put out a book, self-publish these days. That's where the money is.
All right. That's what I'll have to do. But yeah, I figured because I heard, I think it was Holly Robichaud. She's a Republican strategist and opinionator yesterday, and she was saying some off-the-wall stuff, which, I mean, it's really just talking points from the RNC and just being a political, you know, talking point person. That's her job. That's what she gets paid to do. And I'm just shaking my head. She brought up the XL pipeline. I'm like, that had nothing to do with gas prices. She brought, you know, why are gas prices high? Well, there's a whole host of reasons why gas prices are high, but she never mentions that we're drilling more and producing more oil than ever in the history of the United States right now. she doesn't mention that because it would benefit Biden, but she's not telling the entire truth. It just, she brought up inflation, which is why I wanted to bring that up today, because I'm like, oh my God, she is paid to tell a half truth to everybody that listens. And it's just, you know, you need to get the whole story to actually get a full picture. And myself, that's why I'm voting for president. I'm actually writing in Paul Ryan, the old vice presidential candidate and Speaker of the House from Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
I think he would, just because I look at it this way. I don't vote on one or the other. I vote on who I want to be president, right? I think if more people did that rather than who has the best chance of winning, we'd be in a better position than we are right now with the two people that we have at the top. We need to actually focus on who do we want to be president. And I'm looking at all the choices, and you know, Paul Ryan, I was listening to him speak, and he hasn't changed his tune. Like his economic policies are pretty much the same as they have been for decades when he was Speaker of the House and vice presidential candidate. So I'm just writing him in and just hope for the best down ticket.
I'd say the parties could do the same. The parties could also nominate people who are, you know, that have the better ideals, better plans, and better policies and leadership abilities, as opposed to just who they think they can win to. But I got to hold you there. You have a great weekend.
All right, Tim.
Take it
you
easy.
Too, bud. Take care.
I do got to take a break here. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Good.
And welcome back in. And, of course, we will be taking more of your phone calls, certainly throughout the course of the morning at 508-996-0500, as well as your app chat messages and your open line voicemails. And you might be heading up to the Celtics rolling rally. And if you are, have a great time. Stay safe. Send us photos. Send us videos. We'd be happy to see them. And of course, if you are going to be celebrating the Celtics championship this weekend or whatever else you have going on, the place to go to get all your supplies for that, the place to go to get yourself all the drinks that you may need for a summer weekend, Stevie's Wine and Spirits on Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven. Because not only do they have a great selection of beer and wine and tequila and vodka, but they have some of the best curated selections of whiskey, bourbon, scotch that you will find anywhere around. Hard to find brands you won't find anywhere else. They get access to the things that they other stores can't get access to. And they also have the purple dot system that allows you to try before you buy. And now they've introduced their VIP Rackhouse Club, where members will enjoy a curated whiskey bourbon gift valued at $50 or more, 10% off their whiskey purchases, access to special tastings, classes, and events, and access to hard-to-find allocated items. So you have until the 25th of this month to sign up for all the benefits of January, and that'll be the case each month. Sign up by the 25th to get access to the next month. You can find out more about it by going to Stevie's Wine and Spirits on Huddleston Avenue. You can also follow them on Facebook and Instagram and keep up to date with all their pop-up special events and tastings that go on. Stevie's Wine and Spirits, Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven. We will be right back. All right, that is going to do it for today. We will, for this hour. Sorry, ready to check out. Sorry, no, it's not.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.